Welcome to Bannock, Montana's first territorial capital and one of the best-preserved ghost towns in the American West. Deep in the Beaverhead Mountains of southwestern Montana, these weathered buildings tell the story of the gold rush that created Montana, the outlaw sheriff who terrorized it, and the vigilantes who took justice into their own hands. On July 28, 1862, a prospecting party led by John White discovered gold in Grasshopper Creek, and Montana was never the same. Within weeks, word spread throughout the mining camps of Idaho Territory and beyond, triggering a stampede of fortune seekers into these remote mountains. The camp that grew up around the diggings was named Bannock, after the local Bannock Indian tribe, though the spelling was altered by frontier informality. By winter of 1862, over 400 miners had gathered here despite harsh conditions and a complete absence of law enforcement. The Grasshopper Creek placers proved remarkably rich, producing over $5 million in gold during the first few years. This wealth attracted not only honest miners, but also the criminal elements that would make Bannock infamous throughout the frontier. When Congress created Montana Territory in 1864, Bannock was designated as its first territorial capital, a decision reflecting both its historical importance as the site of the original gold discovery and the political influence of its prominent residents. Governor Sidney Edgerton established his residence here, and attempted to organize territorial institutions from this remote mining camp. But Bannock's early years were dominated by one of the most notorious criminal organizations in American frontier history. Henry Plummer served as both the local sheriff and the secret leader of a gang of road agents, orchestrating a reign of terror that claimed over 100 victims throughout the Montana goldfields. Plummer's dual role as lawman and criminal mastermind was devastatingly effective. His position as sheriff provided inside information about gold shipments, wealthy travelers, and the movements of potential victims. Gang members used their knowledge of local geography and their legitimate positions in the community to plan and execute robberies with shocking efficiency. The reign of terror ended dramatically in January 1864, when vigilantes organized by prominent citizens executed Plummer and several gang members at Bannock's gallows. The vigilante actions, while legally questionable, were widely supported by citizens who had despaired of obtaining justice through normal channels. The episode became legendary throughout the mining frontier. At its peak in the mid-1860s, Bannock housed over 3,000 residents in log cabins, frame buildings, and tents scattered along Grasshopper Creek. The main street bustled with activity as miners, merchants, freighters, and camp followers pursued their fortunes. Saloons, gambling houses, and dance halls provided entertainment for miners flush with gold dust. General stores stocked everything from mining equipment to luxury goods imported from distant cities. The town's ethnic diversity reflected the cosmopolitan nature of Western mining camps. Irish immigrants worked alongside German craftsmen, Chinese merchants, and native-born Americans from every state in the Union. This created a vibrant but volatile community where fortunes could be made or lost overnight. But Bannock's prosperity was short-lived. The easily accessible placer deposits were quickly exhausted, and by 1870, most miners had moved on to newer strikes in Alder Gulch, Last Chance Gulch, and other Montana locations. The population dwindled from thousands to hundreds as businesses closed and buildings were abandoned. Yet Bannock never completely died. Determined residents remained to work remaining claims, and the town experienced minor revivals during the 1890s and 1930s, as improved technology and higher gold prices made previously unprofitable deposits viable again. A dredging operation in the 1930s brought temporary prosperity before ceasing during World War II. Montana recognized Bannock's historical significance in 1954, when the site became a state park. Today, the park encompasses over 60 original buildings from Bannock's boom period, including Skinner's Saloon, the Graves Hotel, the Methodist Church, and the jail where members of the Plummer Gang were held before their execution. Living history programs bring the town's frontier heritage to life. Bannock Days features period costumes, historical reenactments, and traditional crafts demonstrations. Ghost walks explore Bannock's darker history, including stories about the Plummer Gang, vigilante justice, and the violence that characterized the town's early years. Bannock State Park stands as a tangible connection to the Gold Rush era that established the patterns of development still influencing Montana and the Pacific Northwest today. Walking these streets, You're walking through the birthplace of a territory that would become one of America's most distinctive states.